The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
I'd like to discuss in this shir, Be'ezus Hashem, a concept which comes into play in Machshavah Shelo Lishma and Pigul, which we've been discussing the last several blot. And this concept in defining what is a Machshavah, what is the Machshavah Peselus of Shelo Lishma and Pigul, will have ramifications in two interesting areas in Halacha. One on the proper procedure for writing a Sefer Torah, interestingly enough, in Hilchas Tan, and the other in Hilchas Bedikas Chometz. So let's start with the Kachem aspect. Tosfos by us, in Samech Gimel Amud Aleph Divrei HaMaskil, Reb Meir Sover, where the Gemara talks about if a person was Mechashev, if the Oivid was Mechashev in the Korban, Lamul Mularelim, we learned in the Mishnah previously that Lamul Mularelim is kosher, as long as there is the intent that the Korban should be brought Lamulim, it doesn't make a difference if one adds the Machsheves Arelim. The question is, what happens if one said Arelim at the same time that he was thinking Lamulim? So Taisi brings a raya in the Ramaskur of Meir that I'll read the Taisi in Zami, can be doctor read, the hod the kori b'chol duchti. This that's called in Shas, we always talk about a psul machshava. Machsheves pigul mefagelas lavdavka. Does not mean a machshava. The ain't a pigul at shiyotzi b'svosov. Pigul can only be created by a dibur. This that pigul is created is only b'dibur, not b'maisa. Tais says because if it was, not b'machshava, because if the thought of pigul would be enough, if a thought in kachem is enough to affect the carbon, then l'chayra, as he says, la'reilim, and he thinks in his mind, la'mulim, this should be b'basachas. So what we see over here is that what one says out of his mouth is not considered a machshava. Machshava is only b'dibur. This is Tosfos' opinion, and it's actually not only a Tosfos over here, it's a Tosfos, one of the most fundamental Yonim and Tosfos that's discussed all over the Yonim Kachem. It's a Tosfos in Zvachim, a Tosfos in Chulin, a Tosfos in Bechayis, a Tosfos in Zvachim is Daf Dal Ramin Beis, a Tosfos in Bechayis in Nuntes, Chulin is, I think, Daf Lamites, and where most people meet up with it is a Tosfos in Bav Metzia, Daf Mem Gim Lamit Beis. And Tosfos has two opinions over there, is Machshava HaMefageles B'dibur or B'machshava. The Raya of Tosfos over here is discussed back and forth different Rishonim. Seems to be two schools of thought by the Rishonim. What's the basic thought process in this Machloikis? In Kol HaTorah we don't find that Machshava can create. We have dinim that dibur can create a chalos in Torah. For instance, there's such a thing as a neder. A person could become mechuyiv in something, ayde dibur. A person could create dinim in the Torah, ayde dibur. A person could make a shvua. A person could, like we said, make a neder. A person could be magdish something. A person could be mechayiv himself to tzedakah, and so on and so forth. But machshava, we don't find, there's no precedent that, of course, there are things that one is not allowed to think about, or things one is not allowed to, one has to try not to think about, but we don't find that a thought can aser create any type of chalois. So some rishonim hold that the pasul of carbon is also creating something. You're creating a dover hamafagelus. You're creating a psul in the carbon that cannot be created by machshava. The others that understand not that we understand that what's creating the psul is the avoida that's being done improperly. Meaning to say, it's not the thought process of eating lachas mane, or the thought process when one is bringing a carbon oila of thinking about a carbon shlam that passes the carbon. The thought has the ability to define the act. The act is what passes. When the kohen is zorik es adam and he thinks that he's going to eat the meat from the carbon next week, and that's a machshav of a fagelos, it's chutzul manoi, it's not the thought that creates the psul in the carbon. The thought defines the act as a zuriko ha-mefagelos, it's the maisa that passes. So that we do have in different areas in Torah. We have areas in Torah, let's say, there's a concept in mitzvahs. We paskin that way. Mishnah Berurah all over paskin is the halacha. Then mitzvahs tzichus kavana, which means that the thought process will define the ma'aseh that a person is doing, be it picking up a lulav, eating matzah, blowing shofar, sitting in a sukkah. Is it a ma'aseh mitzvah? Is it not a ma'aseh mitzvah? The act will be defined by the thought process which lies behind it. Shabbos, Melech Shabbos is a concept of Chalat Torah Kula. Misasek, there's Enem Miskavet, the person is doing exactly the same thing. The thought process defines or undefines whether it's a ma'aseh melacha. So too by a ma'aseh avoida, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, as that act is being performed, the thought process can inform the act and create out of it, instead of a ma'aseh avoida, can create out of it a ma'aseh feiselus, a ma'aseh mefagelus. That's the basic machloikis. There's a fascinating application of this idea. One of the more famous kashas that has been asked over the last few hundred years. In fact, there's a sefer written by Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the great goyim of Galicia, about 80, 90 years ago, who, I think he passed away about 90 years ago, who called the sefer Gvuras Lashmoinim because he had 80 approaches on this kasha. What's the kasha? One of the lesser known karbonis is the carbon mincha soita. Mincha soita is that when a woman was assured to her husband, the husband warned her not to seclude herself with a strange man. She's bikinu vistiru, she becomes asla baila. Her husband has to take her, described by Richus and Pashas Nosoi, to the Beis Hamikdash, and he's mashke her mi mei soito as a preparation for the mei soito, and the mei soito would be boidiker if she had chalila been unfaithful to her husband. Then she would die, the mayim would go into her, and her stomach would explode, as described over there in the Psukim. In order to make the hachana that the mei soita should be boidik, state and pasuk, that she has to bring a carbon mincha. It's brought down that it has to be from soirim. Soirim is Michael Behema. As I'm preparing this shir, it goes through my head that we're holding bimei svir soimer. Svir soimer is all about transforming the behema in ourselves into a human being as we prepare for Matan Torah, which is why the carbon of Pesach is the soirim, because everyone came out of Adam and Mitzrayim without Torah, there's a tzad hadayim al behemah. We count loimer because we're in preparation of transforming carbon of Michael behemah to Michael Adam the shtei alechem, which were brought on Shavuos. In any case, she has to bring this carbon. And frektach hashayla, the kasha that was asked that so many terutzim were set on, not 80 terutzim, is 80 approaches. Some of the terutzim are almost the same, but there's for sure about 30 or 40 terutzim to the kasha. In any case, what's the kasha? The kasha is that if the carbon is, it's mavur in the Gemara and Soita, that if the carbon was posel, then the Meisaita loses its ability to be baidikar. And she'll drink through the Meisaita, nothing will happen to her. There's one man, the Amr Chum Daflamites, that holds, which is a Chiddush. All over culture we don't find this, but it's a man, the Amr Mishnah Chulin. Again, this is Nidcha Me'alacha. That the same way the Koyin who's doing the Avodah, the Shechit Kabbalah Elacha Zrika, well, Shechit doesn't have to be done by a Koyin, but whoever's doing the Avodah, if he thinks Machsheva Shalom Lishma or Pigal that passes the carbon, so too the Bailam that's standing and watching the carbon being brought, he can also pass the carbon with a Machsheva Shalom Lishma or Machsheva's Pigal. Ruvain is standing and watching as Koyin, Shimon, brings his behemoth for a carbon. If he thinks to himself that the behemoth should be eaten chutz l'zman chutz l'mukam, it becomes pigel. If he thinks that should be a carbon shalom instead of a carbon oila, etc., it will be a carbon shalom l'shma. Chiddush, it's a day in a Mishnah, we don't pass him that way. Frek, this is the Rabbi Yosef Engel, that according to that opinion, the woman always has an out to make sure that the meisaita is not baidika. She knows she's guilty. She stands, okay, she has to be a lamdin to know the kasha, but theoretically, the Meisaita is never foolproof because she can always stand and she can always passel the carbon shalom lishma and or pigel, and the carbon will be passel, the Meisaita won't be baidika. There's absolutely no way of knowing whether the carbon was ever effective. She could drink the Meisaita, she was 1,000% guilty, the Meisaita won't be baidika because the carbon wasn't brought. Ad kan hakushin. Add your Yosef Engel to this kasha. That it's partial that the kasha is not as difficult a kasha if we understand, like some of the Rishonim, that Shalom Lishman Pidul has to be spoken out. You could stand, you could watch your lips the whole time. The whole avodah of the carbon takes about a minute. the kmitza, okay, we're talking about a carbon mincha, the kmitza with the bringing to the mizbeach, and the haktar on the mizbeach, hurry it up, it'll take a minute. Watch your lips very carefully. Listen to her and watch her lips. If she does not speak out the machshava, then it's not chal. So you have a way of checking whether she passed the carbon. You can make her bring another carbon, and you can wait until she does not pass it. Bring the carbon properly, and then you'll be able to be by the carbon. But the kasha is according to the Rishonim that hold the machshava shaloi lishma and pigel. Like the opinion of different types, like we said, is b'machshava. One of the mahalchim, it's one mahalach which really branches off into 3-4 similar approaches, but the basic thought process in one of the mahalchim to this kasha is that even if Tosfos and all of the shas say that machshava shalav lishma pigel will be chal b'machshava, not b'dibur, but according to that man d'omar, where the bialim is being massaged, the bialim can pass shalai l'shma, that will certainly only be b'dibur. And all the bialim taisis, all the rishonim will be masking that the psul of the bialim watching the carbon be brought certainly is only chal b'dibur, not b'machshav. In which case, the kasha is not a kasha. You can watch your lips, like we said. Why is that true? Pashut, we just explained. What's the basic thought process behind this machlekes rishonim? Some rishonim hold you can't accomplish anything with a thought process of chud. A machshava does not passel, will not create a chalos psul in a carbon. What's the pshat in the other rishonim? The other rishonim hold that it's not the machshava that's been passel, that's not passeling. The maisa avoida is passeling. What defines the maisa avoida, what gives body and what gives direction to the maisa avoida, is actually the thought process, but it's not the thought process that's creating the chalois. It's the maisa avoida. The maisa zrika shalal deshmo, or maisa zrika mafagelis, that creates the psul. Therefore, according to the manda omar, that the bialim is standing and watching somebody else do the avoda, that's for sure. He's not combining it with the avoda. He's not giving direction to the avoda. It's only a machshava ha-poiseles. That's for sure. That can only be done b'dibur, not b'machshava. That's the basic mahaloch, one of the mahalchim, to answer this kasha. Why am I bringing this up? Why am I talking about a sugya and soita? Because this has broad ramifications. Legabe hilchis, writing of a sefer Torah. The halachas of writing a sefer l'shmo, of writing anything, any stam, the halacha is that it's possible if it's not written l'shmo. Every letter of the sefer Torah, of tefillin, of mezuzah has to be written l'shmo. And the same question is asked over there by writing stam. Does the sefer have to say harezeh l'shem kedushas tefillin? And that's what we do. If we paint film, if we put a little ink on film, we mafit to say out the pen mole. Hareini oisa l'shem kedushas tefillin. Is that dibur ma'akev, or is the machshav enough? Everything that we're done with stam has to be done with shmo. So over there we have the same discussion. Kiva Eger, the Yulian Hashas in Bamitzi, Dafnam Gimlam and Beit, says, Ayin Rosh Hilcha Sevetai. What does the Rosh say over there? The Rosh says over there, he discusses the two tzadim, and he brings from the Sefer Truma, and he brings from the Balei Taisus. Does he have to be Moitzi B'Divo, or is it not B'Machshava? And the Ramah in Yeridei Reisha in Dalit brings to B'Machmer, that when one is writing stam, or one is putting ink on tefillin, or one is tying the knot of tefillin, or even tzitzis, one is making tzitzis, one has to say out B'Pem Mole that he's doing the Shmo. The problem is that the Tur, Minei Ubei in Yeridei Reisha in Dalit, asserts himself. When he talks about making the klaf or making the ritzuas, so there he says you should say it. Later on in Reisha and Dal, there's another halacha. Not only does everything with stam have to be made l'shma, but when the sefer gets to an askari, gets to the Shem Hashem, there's halacha. The Shem Hashem is only kosher and stam if it's written l'shem askari, kedushas askari. Over there, the Torah clearly says, the Torah and the Rosh clearly passed in the Ramah that way in Reisha and Dal, that over there machshav is enough. What's pshat? So over here again, we have the same split. Reb Chaim talks about this in his Sefer, in Hilchos Tefillin, and Reb Chaim says, Gevaldik. Reb Chaim says, Al Derech, what we just explained. Explains Reb Chaim that writing Lishmo, what you're doing is you're creating the Sefer Torah. You're creating klaf, you're creating mitzvot, you're giving it what it is. You're giving it a chalois
Kedusha Stam, Kakalois Kedusha Mezuzah. When you're making tzitzis, you're creating tzitzis. That's just strings with knots. You're creating a mitzvah article, and it has to be done l'shmo. When you're creating something, makshav is not enough. It has to be done b'dibur. That's the pshat these rishonim. That's pshat over there. It has to be done b'dibur, but when we're talking about Naskara, explains to Chaim, you're not creating a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah. The point is that there's a separate Gzeis HaKosuv. Then when one writes Shem Hashem, the same way there's a lav to erase the Shem Hashem. When one writes the Shem Hashem, the writing has to be with a heightened awareness of Kedushas Hashem. It's not the pshat that you're creating a Sefer Torah. You're not creating Kedushas Sefer Torah. But your Maisa has to have with it a Yichud, a concentration, a focus on being on writing it with Kedushas Hashem. Giving focus, giving direction, giving body to a Maisa does not have to be the Dibur. It's enough that it's b'machshava. So we understand the Ramah. Legabe, creating a Sefer Torah, creating a mitzvah article. When you create something, when you shop something, when you make it, on a conceptual level, of course, when you make the chalois of that thing, that has to be done b'dibur. B'machshava will not create that thing. But when we're talking about being miyached the Maisa, being miyached the Maisa is enough b'machshava. There's one other application of this, which is in Or Chaim. In Toflam and Al, the Beis Yosef brings two shittas. The Ran, other Rishonim, if Bittul Chometz is enough, believe, or you have to speak out, I'm being Mevatel L'Chometz. We speak it out, of course, after we finish being Bittul L'Chometz, we have Mevatel Kol Chamir V'Chamir. After we burn the Chometz, we say also Kol Chamir V'Chamir. But whether one has to speak it out is Machloikis Rishonim. What's a Machloikis? Same thing. Over there, there's a discussion in Rishonim by B'dikas Chometz, by Bittul Chometz. What is one doing when one's Mevatel L'Chometz? The Gemara says, Be'etem, the Torah already was mafkia. The Torah already said that all chametz in a person's possession is hefker. Why? Because there's a lot of bayiro, but there's not a lot of chametz. The chametz automatically becomes bottle, becomes hefker. No vot. If a person wants the chametz, so the Torah wasn't mitzvah meshusa, therefore he's over. But if a person doesn't want the chametz, then the Torah said, okay, the chametz is not his meshusa. That's what some rishonim hold. Other rishonim hold that one has to be mevatel chametz. You have to actually do something. You have to be moitzi et meshuska. It's like a form of teshbitzu. Being mevatel chometz is not just saying, I don't want it, so when it comes to shasis and the Torah, didn't put it in my rishus. What you have to do is actually destroying it mentally, or you're destroying your relationship with it mentally, by being mevatel. So that's how machlekes. If what you're doing is you're just revealing, you're just being miyachid, that you don't want the chametz. If you don't want it, the Torah didn't give it to you. So you're not over. That's enough for machshava. Giving direction to your own sense of wants and not wants is totally the machshava. But if you actually have to create a chalois bikkul, you have to make a tashvisu in the chametz by being mevatlet, that might very well not be the machshava. When you create something, you do a chalois, it has to be bidibur, like we said. So there, the bikkul would be bidibur again. Over there we're machmir. The machlaiki is by kochim. It does not necessarily inform the machlaiki by stam. The machlaiki by stam does not necessarily inform the machlaiki by bittul chametz. But the thought process behind all three is the same. Dibur and machshava. Machshava can't create. Dibur does create. Where are you creating? And where are you just giving definition to the maisa that you're doing? That's the idea behind all these varied halachas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.